Talk Show.
Recorded live.
All right, let's get on this call here. Trying to get everybody up and running. I see people in the chat. Hutchbox is in the chat. Already started on the call at this point. Let's see, we're a couple of days out from the playoff game, the Bengals versus the Steelers. Waiting on Sandman to get on the call. Waiting on Big Hutch to get on the call and see if anybody else is going to join us today. No intro music this week, and I'm sure the boys will talk about this once we get started, about the game and not wanting to play the Steelers. I did not want to play the Steelers. I don't think the boys wanted the Bengals to have to play the Steelers, and was really looking good with the San Diego and the Broncos game at a point. Until Peyton Manning came off the bench and became the hero again. I was really thinking that we were going to get that 2 seed. The Jets were the Jets, and you know how it goes. Big Hutch, are you on the call?
I am on this mother blanker.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so we're just waiting on Sandman to jump on. I'm sure he'll be here momentarily.
Yeah,
I was just kind of – I was monologuing about – how really all the pieces that your whole article fell right into place. I mean, you called it 100%. I'm surprised you didn't hit the Powerball the other day.
I believe I just bought $20 worth of tickets.
Yeah, I figured you did. I had one of those things where I called something at work 2 days ago and it happened. I was like, I need to play the Powerball. I might be on a roll. But
unfortunately, the other roll of the Bengals' fate is, I hope that article is none of it comes to pass beyond what I said.
Yeah. And literally everything that could go wrong went wrong, other than them losing to the Ravens. I mean, that's basically the only thing that didn't go wrong. And
right.
They kind of lightweight tried to do that too. But, I mean, the Jets are the Jets, you know. Finally, Ryan Fitzpatrick turned himself into Ryan Fitzpatrick. You know,
right.
Hoping he's going to do that in Cincinnati at the playoffs.
Right.
But they should have said.
The Jets became the Bengals in the playoffs. They had everything to play for against a former coach they hate. And the last thing you want to do is lose to that foot feeling fat Ubenslaw.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, and that was, I guess, their lightweight Super Bowl. But
that was the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's freaking terrible, man. I was driving back, and you know, kind of listening to it on the radio. Well, not listening to the game, but like waiting for those updates every like 10 or 15 minutes. And son had the phone, and I'm like, hit refresh, and it just. You saw it coming. You really did. And like, dang it. And so I was kind of more hoping that the Bengals or the Broncos would lose. And I was, you know, kind of hopeful there for a time.
Right.
And then Peyton Manning becomes, you know, Superman for a second.
And all he did was hand off to the left and let Chris Anderson or the running back Anderson just score all the touchdowns.
Right. I mean, and that's San Diego's fault too. They had like 4 first half turnovers and only got 2 points out of it too.
But that San Diego is Rivers is a pumped up Andy Dalton.
Yeah, agreed. But he plays big games better. I mean, and technically that would have been a big game. I don't know anything about the Chargers. I had to call Cousin Rodney on that one. So,
I mean,
all I know is that they did didn't do what they were supposed
they
to.
They wet the bed. They,
yeah.
They wet the bed, and they were the Chargers.
Yeah.
But remember,
exactly.
One of the and unfortunately, if you want a track record of a team that looks like the Bengals and
yeah.
should have been all this and all that, that would be the
'90s
Chargers.
I agree.
Early 2000 Chargers.
Yeah, any Schottenheimer Charger team has playoff futility written all over.
Right, and player for player, they had the best 22 dudes, the best 53-man roster of every team in the AFC, and get into the playoffs and would lose by a field goal. Or, oh boy, he played the whole season, runs for 2,000 yards, or pretty close, and then during the playoff game, he's sitting there with his helmet on his head.
Yeah, he was hurt.
he was hurt. I mean, but when he wasn't hurt, they would figure out a way to lose. They lost to those sorry Jets after they beat us. They would beat the Patriots in the during the regular season, and would lose to them.
Get mollywopped at home.
Get run through.
Yeah, I hear you.
Now they played the Colts. They whooped the Colts' ass.
Right.
But they would not play the Colts and would lose.
And that's why I'm like, people are like, oh, you know, the Chiefs is on this 10-game winning streak or whatever. They're gonna lose to the Texans because Andy Reid is fat, white Marvin Lewis.
You know?
I mean, he is. I mean, he got a couple playoff wins, but his teams typically will choke this away. And they on the road too. They're gonna lose. It's common. And that's the funny thing is like three out of the four games, the home teams are dogs. I mean, and I'm not a fan person. I know that's very unusual.
Right. And another thing I said, all them three of those teams are Bengal something.
Right. Yeah, it's bad. I don't know what the hell's going on. I see Sandman dropped into the chat. He's waiting for it. Oh, there he is. He's on the call. Hey, Sandman.
Hello.
Yeah, we're here.
What up?
My bad. I got mixed up on the time.
I had to change it. Big Hutch's schedule changed, so I had to change the start time.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, we're okay. We were just monologuing about how every domino that fell into place, the place the Steelers fell exactly into place on Sunday.
Man, I was lamenting over that this weekend. I mean, every damn time they need anything to go right in their favor, it always happens. I mean, seriously, what the fuck? Excuse my French, but yeah, man.
That's basically what it's all about.
That's pretty much it. And, you know, it becomes, you know, and I put this on the intro for the podcast about, oh, it becomes our dread about this. And everything that fell into place is just all playing upon at least most Bengal fans, especially who they over 40 Bengal fans, every dread about having Steelers again. Just dread.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just like, I don't know. I talked about this in the intro, too, about what's your anxiety level going into this game? If you rate it on a scale of 1 to 10, what's your anxious level for the game?
I'm at 9 as far as
maybe even
11.
I'm at 11, sir.
11,
yeah.
Yeah, mine too. I was speaking to the missus today, and I was like, I'm not even sure if I want to make that emotional investment on Saturday night.
Exactly. I was thinking the exact same thing.
You know, in the same breath, and this kind of leads into what I was thinking too, you know, about the superstition. My superstition is like, well, if I don't watch, then they win, then, you know, whatever. But I haven't watched, and they've lost all of them. So,
there you go. That's what's wrong. So,
economics would say that I should watch, but I Bengal games are very emotional, intense for me at this point, even now.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot tell you how pumped and hyped up I am for this game. All the teams we could play out of the six, I mean, technically the Steelers are the second worst team.
Yeah, their defense, their defense does not impress me, man. I think they can really take advantage of them because the Bengals got all kinds of weapons on the receiver end, and I think McCarron can take advantage of that. And he showed me a lot in that Denver game. I mean, you know, it kind of fell apart in the second half. They just kind of ran out of steam eventually. But we've got more than a puncher's chance to win this, in my opinion. Yeah. So.
I mean, they are the home team. It is a playoff game. I mean, in theory, even with your backup quarterback, there should be some version of history where that game is won by the Bengals. And in a sense, it might not even be it could even not be close. I mean, it will be, but, I mean, you know, they have all the other things in their advantage. If Andy Dalton was playing this game, I would be watching this game. I would be, but I don't – second, that I would not watch the
Miami Dolphins
play.
Cleveland with a backup quarterback got 12 points, and they could have scored at least one touchdown for them being Cleveland.
Right.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean. We can kind of do Billy Manziel at the end of the podcast here, but
he don't deserve it. The Browns don't deserve nothing.
Yeah.
No, they don't deserve a damn thing.
They deserve all the grief and all the whatever that they get times a thousand.
I almost feel sorry for them. That's how bad it is.
Almost. Yeah.
Almost. Yeah.
They're worse than the 90 Bengals. Worse.
As bad as that is, they just might be. I mean, they've been bad for a long time, man. You know, as bad as the 90s was for us.
They are nuclear. They are DEFCON 1 bad. They have to do everything all over again.
The reason that they are
so
bad is that they're really trying. But I don't think the 90s are trying. Like, the Browns are legitimately trying to win games if they can. Like, I don't think the Bengals were. I think they were still playing under a completely different playing field. Like, oh, free agency, we don't know, you know, we're going to do things the way we do it and practice with this broken-down facility and lifting weights that you don't need to be. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they weren't really trying. Like, the Browns are trying really, really hard.
Really trying hard, and it is it's a comedy of epic proportions.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of have the same problem in a way that we had back in the 90s. I mean, we still actually have the same owner, so he's still here. But luckily for us, you say what you want about Marvin Lewis. He came in and changed basically the entire thing around. And they still got the bad owner, but they don't have a Marvin Lewis to bring them out of that darkness. So
they need a culture change, like a culture change, like an exorcism, like Marvin Lewis did. And think about it, though. Even what Marvin Lewis has done when he comes in 2003, they get the Carson thing in what 2005. I mean, I don't really think the culture change for the Bengals happened really until after Carson left.
I agree with that completely.
That was 5 years ago now. I mean, I really think the culture changed, like where it became. They knew who they wanted to draft, the players that they wanted to draft, the character that they wanted to draft, the season that they had. Like, all of that, and that didn't happen probably 5 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know what the best team that they had, with they had Ocho and Terrell Owens, that should have been, they did something, and them mofos.
Yeah.
That was a comedy.
That was a clown show, man. Yeah, I mean, that's why Carson Palmer was like looking around, like, "What in the hell is going on? Let me get the hell up out of here." And that's when all the shenanigans went down. Him holding out, and eventually got traded. Eventually, I mean, Mike Brown wasn't going to let him go for anything at first, but you know, eventually they got that draft pick.
First round draft pick and a second round draft.
Yeah,
second round pick. Yeah,
you ain't doing nothing but sitting collecting checks anyway.
Late. Yeah, and I believe those were the picks that turned into A.J. Green and Andy Dalton, I believe.
No, those two picks. No, I think the Carson Palmer picked
Wait, something else?
Kirk Patrick and Gio Bernard.
Oh, for real? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, as far as Kirk Patrick, I don't know yet. Yeah. But
Gio. That Denver game last year, that was
just coming
Dre
out
Day.
Party.
Yeah, that was Dre Day.
Yeah. Dre Day.
Again, going back to the game on Saturday night.
Right.
You know, I guess the fear is that if they can't get the Steelers off the field, you know, it's going to become where the defense is going to be out there over and over again. Eventually, the Steelers just wind up scoring. Now, the Steelers, D'Angelo Williams or whatever, he's not playing. He's still in a boot.
Yeah.
He ain't playing.
He's going to be out.
They're not going to be able to run.
Yeah, Dalton ain't playing.
Yeah, he's not playing. And Dalton's definitely not playing.
There's a chance he might be the backup, but even that I think is kind of hokey.
Yeah.
So
no, if it's an ass whooping.
if it's the
last drive of the game, and somehow the other dude get hurt, we're down by three.
Yeah, no, they're doomed if McCarron goes out. They're doomed. I mean, you can definitely keep winning or whatever. Shit, I don't know.
The
new.
Yeah,
that's a
wrap.
Wildcat.
That's a pipe dream, though. I mean, that ain't happening.
Yeah.
Shoot, that would remind me of the last loss when 10 years ago when they Carson got hurt and they had to bring in Kitna. Oh God, man, you knew. I mean, you just knew it was pretty much over with.
That's
parade of God. We didn't see anything like that.
They were 17-7 at halftime, though.
Yeah, we were up. Yeah, we were up.
That's
we
true.
Were winning.
Yeah,
that was a crazy.
I think the defense back then wasn't at the level it is now, though, for one thing.
No,
I mean, even though they did play that game pretty tight, because, like, all division games are generally pretty tight in the AFC North anyway. But, yeah, I did forget about that. They were close. Damn, that just makes it hurt even more. God, man.
we're great up until the third quarter. When that third quarter starts, then all of a sudden we're like, W-b-w-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b.
Yeah. I think Cincinnati, if they have to be able to win third down and get the Steelers off the field, and or hold
yes.
Because if they don't, the defense will be out there too long, and then AJ McCarron's not winning the shootout. I think the magic number for Cincinnati is probably 24.
24, that's the number.
Yeah, that's probably like,
yes.
The story begins between hours of 7 a.m. and 7
a.m.
And 18 carries, yeah.
Yeah, they're not winning unless, you know, some boot play, block punt, intercept return, like something weird, but they're not scoring that many points.
Right.
So, I mean, the defense has to keep it down. Like, I saw something from Lindsey Patterson on her Twitter feed this morning, and she was like, man, the Bengals are crazy loose. Like, she's like, I mean, they're very, very loose about this. I think it's a good thing, I guess. They're not tight, you know, at least not yet. But
right.
I kind of wonder, you know, there's that old adage about trying to beat a team back-to-back that's been very difficult at the playoffs. You know, when you play a team and then you have to play them again, the playoffs is very hard to do it back to back. So maybe they're going for the Bengals. I mean, I don't know. I seriously told the missus, like, I'm thinking about maybe going to see The Force Awakens at about 9 o'clock.
Oh, that's awful.
And just fail.
You're going to watch that again.
Yeah, I'm going to watch that again.
No.
That kills 2.5 hours. Turn my phone off so I can't be reached and text or whatever. That's another one of my superstitions, man. I haven't done it to either of y'all, but I usually tell people, like, don't text me during the game or I'll mute everything, like, where I won't get notifications on my phone. I got all kinds of superstitions, man, about things. So,
if
that shit actually worked, they would have won the Super Bowl by now. So it obviously doesn't work. It's just in your head.
The closest thing I can equate to this is Ohio State trying to get over that hump. We never beat an SEC team.
No joke.
And of course we beat Arkansas, but quote unquote that game didn't count, but it did count.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it did count. Yeah.
Yeah. It did
but
count.
Even so, yeah. But that was the SEC anyway. Yeah.
Right.
Until that Alabama game. That's the one that broke the damn broke the spell finally. So this is the equivalent of that that
exactly.
game. I mean they got to beat them.
That's what Marvin Lewis called it on Sunday. He said this is a chance to exercise a whole bunch of demons.
All at once, too.
Is Belichick's answers where he doesn't say much, but I think everybody understands a win there. That kills a lot of demons. And probably, I'll be honest with you, if they beat them in that game, that kills the Pittsburgh mystique until it kills it for a while.
For a long time, at least for this version of the Bengals, it does.
It's a big brother, little brother scenario. It ends, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, hey, we ain't afraid of y'all. I don't think they're afraid of them anyway. They just have to be able to go out and beat them and prove it.
The Bengals are all in this year, though. Win or lose. Yeah, how many guys are gonna lose next year?
They're gonna lose their share.
So this is awakening. This is Robert De Niro walking around now. But after this, we're going back to the chair.
No, I disagree with that because the division is out too. You know, I don't think it's that it could be that bad. You know, the Ravens are down. That's for sure. The Browns are the Browns, and I think it's
the Browns.
As long as Roethlisberger's there, the Steelers will be the Steelers. But I mean, you can tell he's starting to circle the drain too. I mean, he had almost 3 seasons of injuries this year. I mean, you know, eventually that'll catch him. What is he, 35? I mean, eventually, you know, he's got Tom Brady with these special diets or whatever. He's on freaking Twizzlers.
He takes a lot of hits. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
So the nightmare scenario happens for us, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Are you bringing Marvin back for 2016?
Are you asking would I or will it happen?
Will it happen? Yeah. Would you and will it happen? Yeah. Your answer first. You're the GM or you're the owner.
Man, you know what? I used to be ironclad. No, he's got to go. We need a new voice. But here's the thing: they got a real thing going with the draft with him and what's the boy's name? Duke Tobin, who is the de facto GM. I don't care what anybody says. And they're the ones that put this team together. And you know, I'm not gonna walk away from that just so quickly because that's not easy to put together. And on a Mike Brown run team, God knows when you're gonna find another coach that's willing to put up with his nonsense. So. I don't know. I hate to say it, but I think I'd have to bring him back.
Right. My thought would be is that if they lose, he definitely doesn't bring him back. If they lose, he definitely brings him back because he doesn't
he
like
will.
Mark Brown doesn't like change. They did just win 12 games. You know, it's going to be kind of hard to sell that even though he's 0-8 in the playoffs. I mean, just think about that for a second. He's like 0-8.
Oh, 0-7?
Oh, yeah, I think it's 0-7, yeah.
Yeah, he's 0-7. He'll be 0-8.
If he loses this one, I think he's, yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be 5 count, in a row in 2005 and 2009, so that'd be 7, right?
Yeah, well.
I think
they
it's 7.
He made it twice with Carson Palmer. And then
right,
five,
that's
05
and 09.
It'll be 0-7. You're right.
0-7.
Right. I mean,
that still stinks.
Yeah.
How are you going to, I mean, the fan base is jaded like we are already. We were 8-0.
Yeah.
We finished the season 4-4.
Mm-hmm.
The four teams we lost to are all in the playoffs.
Right. And prime time.
Yep, right.
We beat three playoff teams.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So,
I mean, yeah. They beat the Steelers.
They beat
Seattle. Kansas City.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm a big proponent of, and you know, Big Hutchinson in Georgia here too. It's like, you know what? You you get rid of Mark Rick, who are you going to bring in? So if you get rid of Marvin Lewis, who are you bringing in? Do you promote Hugh Jackson? You know,
Hugh
I like
Jackson's
Hugh Jackson,
gone.
But I think
Hugh Jackson's
yeah.
gone, win or lose.
A wild card. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if he should be. I don't know if I want him to be the leader of Cincinnati Bengals. Gunther's too
who,
much
Hugh Jackson?
A wild card
yeah.
too. You know, I can't see the change happening coming off 12 wins. I can't see it. Would I do it? Maybe. But I'd be hard pressed not thinking if I could bring somebody in. Like if Zimmer was still on staff and they declared 0-7, then I could see Zimmer taking it. But he's not here, so
he ain't here, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so
I remember we had the same, and you know
on Tuesday that if Marvin's a free agent, he ain't going upstairs. He's gonna be a coach somewhere.
Yeah, he'll be.
He's gonna be a coach. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Agreed.
So.
So that's the nightmare scenario. All right. So the dream scenario is that they win. TJ Spinzada had an article on Bengals.com this morning saying that if they win this game, you know, he could see them easily going to New England and winning that game too.
Depending
on how healthy the Patriots are, I could see that too, depending on what they have left. I mean, they don't have a lot left. And Brady hurts in and of itself.
Right. But the Bengals have to beat 3 Hall of Fame quarterbacks to get the Super Bowl.
That's
what it is.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
Here's the thing, though. They're all like, all those teams are hobbled now. New England, I mean, they're the walking wounded. I mean, they got Tom Brady and basically Gronk is their team
right now. That's it.
Denver, they got Peyton Manning just came back. You know, their defense is still the shit. But they went toe-to-toe with them at their place, you know,
Kansas City. Kansas City could beat them, though. They could beat them. They beat them in the regular season. Jamal Charles fumbled the ball, dumbass.
Right. So the dream scenario is that they win. What would be your hype level if they knock off the Steelers in the playoffs for the first win in 20-some-odd years?
This is what I was about to do, and I still might – this is what I did kind of do. I went out and bought black and orange cows. I bought some cupcake mix with some Halloween frosting on top of it, some black, white, and orange.
Oh, you went all in.
I played Madden on Madden 16. I downloaded it, and of course I played the Steelers at night at 8:30 at night at the Paul Brown Stadium, and I beat them by 10. So I am
on
all
pro.
What's that?
On all pro?
Are you chucking fitting? Oh, I'm just regular pro.
Yeah, all pro. Yeah, good luck beating that damn thing.
Yeah, I got everyone on all pro ever.
Yep. Man, cats be jumping 50 feet for interceptions on that damn thing. You could forget about
right.
that. Yeah.
Saturday night will be one of the best nights since Ohio State
beat
Miami in 2000.
Yeah.
That, yeah, I'm talking
the
about
2002.
Crazy.
Yeah.
2002,
yeah.
2003. And,
that was amazing. Yeah, that was my
right.
first.
I was in the street.
That was our first victory with Ohio State in the big scam. Yeah, you were there. That's right. Yeah,
and
that would be on par with that. Yeah.
That would be crazy.
Okay.
I think for us as Bengal fans, I think it would be bigger than that personally, you know, because, good grief.
Oh, you're talking about, the Bengals fans unleashed, yes.
Yeah.
That would be, you are right.
It's literally that scene in the Super Bowl with Steve Young asking people to take the monkey off and say, and I do think that would free them up a lot of ways mentally. Like, I think it does, and I think it frees up a lot of the anxiousness for the fans, too, to get over that hump. And if
right.
they can do
right.
it against the Steelers, just even again, that they're technically on paper better than them, like, I think that would just be – it would be exciting. I would love to be able to say that I saw it. high.
Right.
But not in the stadium, but like, I mean, live watching it on TV. I still haven't made that decision yet.
You know what it is? It's like this is what Baltimore needed when they started beating the Steelers in the playoffs. That's what propelled them to be their championship season.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And
they had to overcome
Baltimore's
that too.
Ass. Right. Right.
We ain't got no problem with Baltimore. It's crazy because we beat Baltimore. We don't give a F about Baltimore here or
there.
Yeah,
I agree. Yeah.
I mean, we can beat them.
Baltimore and Cincinnati, I was like, man, they're going to the next round. But, there's something about that freaking them, the Steelers, man.
Here's
one thing I was thinking about. Who does Marvin bring in to hype up the team before the game?
Who did he bring in?
Yeah, because the Steelers have levels upon levels of dudes they can bring in to hype them up. All them, Lynn Swan, all them other blankers. Who do we bring in?
Hell, outside of maybe Anthony Munoz or I don't know who Boomer is. If he ain't
that's
doing
right,
the broadcast, but he is.
DJ probably the only one that you could probably get you super hype. I mean,
Don't bring Ric Flair.
Don't
bring Ric Flair.
God.
Because he went to the Carolinas game and they lost. He took him to the Cavs. They lost. No, we don't need anything.
No, we ain't going to. No, we don't need that. Yeah.
Woo!
Dude, come on, man. We can't do that. Not Ric Flair. TJ's probably the only person that could come in. Maybe Big Willie Anderson.
Willie Anderson?
Oh, yeah.
From that?
Corey Dillon?
I mean, man, Corey still hates
Willie
the Bengals.
Yeah. Yeah, Corey Dillon. Yeah, Corey Dillon. He don't even know where Ohio is.
Come on, man.
He was so happy to leave, man. That bastard, man. And Ocho? You going to get Ocho? With his crazy
hell
head?
No. Ocho don't know where Ohio is either. They're both smoking bad doobie somewhere.
Yeah, he's still crazy as hell. I follow his damn Facebook account. Yeah, he's just as crazy as ever damn was.
Driving around in a big, gigantic, pumped-up Volkswagen. Or no, T.O. T.O. was driving around the land with a big, gigantic, pumped-up Volkswagen with 26-inch rims or some stupid crap.
I'm surprised that cat is still alive. I thought he'd be dead after he got out of football because he didn't have nothing to do with himself anymore.
He's a super healthy dude. Maybe got some depression issues, but had some lack of fame issues. Like, people forget fame is addicting as hell, and he definitely likes the limelight. And so I agree. Like, being
I would
kill him a little bit. Wow. Hey, we got a guest in the chat. Do y'all see that? He's under guest 8.
Guest
from
8.
Sydney, Australia.
Whoa.
For real?
Yeah.
Whoa, look at that.
He's crazy hype.
International.
Damn.
He's thinking about taking the 22-hour flight from the game.
Who Day Nation? Who Day?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, all right.
Who Day International? Right. Sure.
Yeah. So,
take what we can get.
And we just think if the Bengals win, I mean, actually, the Bengals are a brand. People want the Bengals to win. Georgia, the state of Georgia, is basically the breeding ground for Bengal players.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's
so
the truth. That's Marvin's pipeline right there.
Yeah, so Georgia fans, George Peeker in Georgia want all their dudes to succeed.
That's true, yeah, because Geno and, AJ, yeah, they both were, like, big time, Georgia.
Gathers before he left.
Pollock, I mean, this is in the pipeline.
Lewis, that he said that, under Mark Richt, that one of the things that they liked about the Georgia players is, one, that they were, they come from pro-style offensive and defensive, and two, is that they're taught to be professionals, that, you know, that they don't say much, they're not hype people, that, you know, they don't do any of that. And, you know, he likes that. Like, he likes those types of players. And if you think about it, the players
yeah.
they got from Georgia, Geno Atkins don't talk. AJ will only speak if he has to. And Sean Lewis
exactly.
is a backup. I mean, they're just, they go in, they put the gathers with the same way. You go in, do your job, put your head down, and then go. So, I mean, I can see how they'd be attracted to those dudes. They played in a big-time program, even though falling short many, many times.
Amen. Unfortunately, that's another thing to carry over from Georgia.
Yeah, that's a whole other podcast.
Oh, man.
So as we get to the wrap-up portions here, what's your prediction for the game? Like, score prediction, Big Hutch has his over-under thing on the website. What's your prediction for the game? I'm going to go last because I think I'm probably going to shock you with my prediction.
Yeah, I think mine is already out there on the streets. I see the nightmares in there. I see them losing. Ugh, damn it, 24-20.
24-20.
Boss. Man, I've been thinking about this all.
24-20 lose, like the Bengals 24-20.
Bengals lose 24-20.
Yeah, you saying Pittsburgh wins 24-20?
Yeah, Heartbreak Hotel.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to – my turn? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go – somebody got to root for the home team, so I guess it would be me. I'm going to go ahead and say Bengals 27, Steelers 21.
Right.
That's being optimistic, obviously. There's a lot of points for a backup, but, hey, somebody got to keep the faith.
Now, you know I'm not optimistic. And it's so funny because I had texted Sam in, or maybe I had Facebooked out before the House of Horrors that the last home game became. I was like, I am not worried about this game at all. You know, Andy Dalton was playing. You knew they were going to be hyped. And then freaking everything that could go wrong went wrong. You know, freaking Eifert goes down. Dalton goes down. A bullshit play. Every time I see it now, I'm like, what were you doing? Where were you throwing that?
It's 2005. That was a 2005 play. I mean, this game in 2005 Super Bowl playoff game has too many parallels, or the seasons have too many parallels. It's scary.
Yeah, it is. There ain't no doubt about that.
And our mate from Sydney, Australia, just took one. He just said in the chat what I was going to say. And I agree with him 100%. He literally just told what I was going to say. Like, I think it could be a blowout on either side of that door. Like, I could see the Bengals winning that game, like, 31-14. Or I could see the exact same way. I could really see it either way. Sydney was saying, I'm going to call it Sydney Australia. Sydney Australia was saying that he was like, you know, he was thinking that it could go either way, a big win or a big loss, you know. I'm not sure which way it goes. And I feel the exact same way. Like, I could see Cincinnati coming out hyped as a mother and being like, putting this to bed, and, you know, they just shut that in the defense, just playing our absolute hype and energy. Shut down the Steelers in a way that, you know, that they only hold the field goals, you know, and they get like 17 points. And then the offense just builds upon that because they're playing short fields all the time. Like, I can totally see it. But I could also see the offense stalling and not doing much, and then the defense getting gassed, and then eventually Antonio Brown or Martavis Bryant going over the top, and then that's a wrap for the Bengals. And it won't take much for the crickets to crawl in through the brain for them to start thinking about how they lost another chance. It won't take much.
If it's a blowout, I mean, Marvin can just walk out the stadium and keep walking you.
Yeah, if it's an ugly game like that, yeah, they might have to let him go because the fans ain't going to get behind him again. So there's no way they're going to go through a whole another season like this again.
Right. Yeah. The Bengal fans are we're it's all about Week 18 at this point.
Oh yeah.
So and that's only thing that matters.
too many tickets to the damn Steelers fans, you know. It's a damn almost a home game when they play in that fucking place. And, but it's a playoff game, so, you know, those tickets would have been at super, super premium prices. But
I'm glad that the Brown family got paid.
Yeah. you gotta wonder if they can match if the intensity level from the crowd can match the occasion. Like, do y'all really understand how big this is? And you're not sitting on your hands, you're not showing up late. You are really going all in emotionally. You know, like this is the Chargers and the Bengals in '81, man. Like, you gotta be there for 52 degrees below zero wind chill factor, like, into this stuff. And, you know, I think, it, you know, that could push you over the top, you know.
When did the jungle become just another place to play a game and the other team to win? Because the jungle used to be, I mean, I guess in the 80s, it used to be.
Well, back when it was
where,
a riverfront, it was a little different, you know. You were a lot closer, you know, to the the fans were a lot closer to the field, and it had a different feel about it. But, I don't know. I don't know when it changed.
Yeah, and, you know, let's be honest, you know, especially as you talk about primetime games and other games, you know, the regular fans ain't in a lot of those things anymore because of the price. They're just not, you know, it's all corporate fans.
Right.
They don't give a shit about the game. They just wait for it to, you know, hey, you know, showing this off, trying to get to my PSA, you know what I mean? Like, they don't care. So, hopefully we can keep out a lot of those cats for this Saturday night.
They're already there. And not to mention, there ain't no jobs in Pittsburgh. At least there wasn't for a while, so they all came to Cincinnati to steal jobs too.
Yeah. I know we're supposed to record, you know, podcast 22 for Brothers Town Saturday night. There's no way I'm going to be able to get Big Hus to not have the game on. So.
I'm gonna have it on, and you know, if we get down by 10, that's when I start looking for other channels and PlayStation, and then I'm just throwing up.
If they're down by more than two scores, it's gonna be rough, man. I probably won't be able to watch anymore because I can't take the pain.
Yeah, and that's honestly what I just want to avoid. But again, superstitiously, I haven't watched and they've lost. So in theory, square quotation,
don't watch.
I should watch, and they would win in theory. But I may be at the Force Awakens. I can't. I don't know. I really have to figure this out.
At least watch for a half. At least, so the one little push.
If
they need to
if we're down like we were down in the week, 13 game, whatever, we're down 10-0 and people getting injured and Perfect on his first personal foul
they
talked about how they got out of control last time.
It was good that they actually went through that game when Pittsburgh beat them at home, that they probably got that out of the system because they know they can't pull that shit and actually win the game, trying to all that intimidation crap and trying to get in people's faces, getting fined, getting flags. They ain't going to win doing that. So you ain't going to see that, nothing like that. If they do, I mean, well, they're the stupidest team in the world, you know, and they don't deserve to win anyway, but you ain't going to see that. So,
yeah,
and the object is to make Omar Epps and Lawful Puke think. If they had to think, that's when we got the advantage.
Right. Yeah. Obviously, Omar Epps and Will Ferrell. Yeah.
I never thought about that. That cat does look like Omar Epps.
Yeah. But you know, Ben's gonna give one up to him. He's gonna turn it over at least once. Got to throw an interception or two.
Right.
After 2 years.
Right.
And, you just got to be able to capitalize, man. I mean,
He is dazzled by his own brilliance.
I just think that I really am hopeful, and I'm probably not like I was before that first, the last one, but I'm hopeful that they can figure something out. If not, I'm not really ready to do another offseason as well. If this happens or if this happens, and they end up taking another step, like, I'm not there, man. Like, I'm really
Twenty sixteen is just about over till probably about week two or three easily of the new regular season. Because how you gonna get hyped about your draft? I mean, you have a little bit hyped about the draft pick, but you're gonna be like, oh no, here we go again. It's Groundhog Day at this point.
A whole season or off season of, a regular season of, they won, but they haven't won the playoffs. You know, I mean, I was so tired of hearing that.
We wouldn't have lost to Houston. We was up 14 to Denver. I mean, we'll go over that over and over, and it'll just kill you.
Yeah, the weight of it is just crushing us now. I mean, they got to end this once and for all, man. And, hey, I mean, fate owes us one, man. I mean, it's going to happen. Fate owes us one, damn it. And
yeah,
I'm calling him the damn chips.
That is the new rally cry. Fate owes us
yes.
one.
Yes.
Fate,
one.
Damn it.
I'm going to run that hashtag during the game.
I think that is a damn good freaking line. Fate owes us one.
I'm going to roll with that, yeah.
So who's the MVP then for the Bengals? If one of you, who would be the, if they win, who do you think is the MVP?
If they win, the MVP is going to, I'm going to say Hugh Jackson.
Hugh Jackson, okay, for game.
You talking about coach or player? Anybody?
Yeah,
it's a coach.
I was thinking more player, though.
It's going to be McCarron.
McCarron or Tyler Eifert. One of the two.
Right.
Tyler Eifert is a huge, huge key to opening up that middle.
But you know they're going to try to take him out. He's going to get a blow to the head. Right.
But he can't double team everybody. If they're going to double team Tyler Eifert, AJ open. If they're going to double team AJ, then Jones is going to be open. I mean, McCarron got to get the ball to him.
They should be able to run on them.
That too. That's another huge
point.
I
think they're more able to throw on them than being able to run on them. Their corners are garbage, but they have a average quarterback at best. So, what did he throw for, like 270 in backup duty, right?
Right.
He threw for 270. He touched down two interceptions. One was garbage time, but I mean.
And I mean, that was coming off the bench too. So.
And think about this too. They're in that game until he throws that pick six. They're in that game. Not like they're going to get blown out.
Yeah.
They're in that game.
Yeah,
that's what made it all walking.
And another thing lost in that game is that the defense actually was holding them to a lot of field goals that they were trying to get touchdowns on. So, but since, they were behind by so much at the time, it got overlooked. Nobody, looked at that part of it.
And that game, they couldn't get the Steelers off the field in the first quarter.
But watching
Dalton go down like that, I mean, that took them a whole lot of whatever to get back up.
That took a lot of steam out of sales. So, I mean, and it reminded you just how good Dalton was this year for everybody how much they hate Dalton and all this other mess. That fool was the most valuable Bengal I'd ever seen. When he went out of that game, so
I thought I would never say that Andy Dalton was the most.
Me either. So lesson learned. Please come back. That's where we at.
My MVP is going to be. I'm going to go on the defensive side. I'm going to go with Geno Atkins. I think he's going to be
that's a good one.
Disruptive up the middle, causing, some disruption, some tackles for loss, sacks, free up Dunlap to get something going. I think that I think their chances of winning, obviously, are going to be on the defense because they have to hold Pittsburgh down. But I think, you know, if they can get it going, I think they can, you know, not just shut out, but I think they can make it, like, miserable for Pittsburgh. And I'd love to see that.
Yeah.
You know, where the defense essentially wins the game for them.
I think I heard a stat saying that Heath Miller, he was targeted 22 times in the two games, and he got 20 catches.
Oh, really?
Good grief. Oh, my God.
I think that stat is right. But it was only like six yards a catch, though. But, I mean, yams.
Well, I mean, in retrospect, that ain't bad. But good grief,
right.
22.
Granted, we got to stop AB, but.
Right. Yeah.
But, yeah. You know.
But, I mean, there's nobody on the Pittsburgh defense that you fear. Not like, oh, well, we got to worry about.
Well, it's basically Ohio State's defense.
There's three members of our damn team on their stinking defense.
And Hayward.
It's disgusting.
Yeah,
but Hayward,
another brick in the wall, man. I mean, they run a system defense. You know, but they just had, in the past, they had people on their defense that were exceptional. In the system.
Yeah.
Now they got scrubs.
Yeah, they got some scrubs back there.
And they can't. I mean, you know, that's why they're.
They can't fill them shoes.
Huh?
No, it's not.
They can't.
It's not even close.
They can wear the uniform, but they can't fill the shoes.
Right. Yeah.
No.
Exactly. And again, if McCarron doesn't turn it over, there's no goofy Antonio Brown returns. If there's nothing like that,
no injuries, no freak injuries.
No, right. Special teams.
Yeah.
Special teams.
I read somewhere where they said Batman's going to be returning kick, punch. Yeah, they might put him on offense, man. He's going to have a game of a chance. I'm kind of scared about that because if he gets hurt there, then our other corner's not very good. I don't want to see Leon Hall in nothing but nickel situations, man. Like, I don't want to see him on Latavius Bryant in any way, shape, or form. He needs to be in the slot, guarding slot people, not on the outside anymore. He's not that dude.
I don't want to see AJ
in
the victory formation. AJ Hawk.
Yeah. He hasn't played much at all, actually.
He's on the Madden team a lot. I'm like, what that, man? Get
really?
The hell out of here. He's like, when I play the Bengals on Madden, that motherfucker's on there all the time. I'm like, he's still like an 82 rating or something. I'm like, what?
Oh, hell,
that motherfucker's sorry.
There was some Ohio State fans in that group.
Green Bay was like, please go away.
Please. All right, well, we're going to five here. I am hyped.
I'm gonna be crazy hyped tomorrow, and Saturday up to about. I'm gonna be like every hour. It's gonna be like, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
I'm mainly keeping my hype in check, but I'm nervous, but I'll be ready at game time. I mean, I'll be there.
Yeah, I'll be pretty nervous.
I'll be ready.
I'll be pretty nervous for a while, and then I will let y'all know ahead of time if I'm going to actually watch that. Now, let's just kind of put the schedule out there. If they win, do y'all want to do Who Day Over 40 at, like, midnight?
We'll be in the
moment at the time.
I'd be okay with that anyway. Yeah.
Oh, believe me, I will talk. Well, first off, it's going to be at least 10 minutes of hooping, hollering, and screaming.
Yeah.
And then after that, if I got anything left.
If they win, we'll do Day Over 40 at about a midnight, Sunday night. We'll do Day Over 40. If they lose,
if they lose, what's there to talk about?
Why?
Yeah.
And how to press the job. And what's the building my take to regulate myself?
And yeah, ain't none of us gonna be in the mood to talk.
If they lose, I'm looking for an electric socket and a wet tongue.
Oh God! Yeah. Come on, Bengals, win! Damn it! I don't even want to think about it.
Yeah. You know. All right. So I'm gonna. You know what? Would this be Jason? If I go ahead and set that talk show up for midnight, that would be a jinx, right?
Don't do it now.
Don't do it. This is podcast. What's this, five for who they
five? This eight is AJ.
AJ. Australia, man, for calling or listening in and being in on the chat, mate. We do appreciate you from joining in. Next time, join the call if you can. We would appreciate that. Good luck watching the game in Sydney, Australia.
Anywhere, Australia.
Yeah, I know, right? So we'll catch up with y'all soon, and just look out for the announcement for whenever podcast number 6 will be. Hopefully, we'll be talking about a win and moving on. We're on to New England. That's what I would like to see.
All right. Say your tagline. It's yours, baby. Take it.
Say what?
Say your tagline, Sandman.
I don't even know what tagline you're talking about. Who they?
Fate always won.
Oh, you're talking about that? Yeah. You always won, damn it.
Who they?
Nice. All right, guys. Y'all take it easy.
Take care.
All right. Who they? Peace.
Who they?